The Lord is with us, heart dwellers, and the journey is long. I'm so glad it's almost over. Well, brothers and sisters, I don't know how all of you are feeling, but if it's anything like me, you're longing to be gone from this world. I think the Lord tried to perk me up by giving me this reading from Chronicles of the Bride, which I'm going to share with you in just a minute. While we danced, he was in his tux, and I was in my wedding gown, and tears were rolling down his cheeks. And he said, "You just have no idea what's waiting for you, no idea at all." And I could feel poignantly his excitement over all the wonderful discoveries and wonders he's prepared for us. I tried to block out the state of the world and the ugliness of the demon world from my thoughts, but I couldn't. It was constantly in the background. And then what I opened to in Chronicles of the Bride was your new homeland. My beloved, my faithful bride, I wish to spend some special time with you tonight. I wish to take you away once again to the celestial land in which you will live for all eternity. These times are very real and genuine that we share, and they are preparing you for a paradise far, far beyond your experience of this temporary world that you now live in. In a very short time, you will be with me in heaven. It is not so far away as it would seem, and the thin veil that hangs between you and this marvelous place is all but dissolved at this moment of your life. You're being transformed more and more every day, that the moment of your arrival will be quite natural. Everything will be so dazzling and resplendent, so fresh and open and colorful and pure. Yet you will feel such a sense of familiarity with no fear or apprehension at all. Come now, come away with me to your new homeland once again, that we might bask in the love of our Father and his magnificent provision for us. And that's from Chronicles of the Bride. And it's just as much alive and full of meaning today as it was then when it was written. So the Lord began speaking after that. He began, "As each day presses on toward the fulfillment of all your hopes and dreams, I caution you, my love, steady as she goes." I got to confess to you guys, I was really feeling like playing hooky and just doing something different. And just getting very restless, like a child that gets bored doing homework, you know. I mean, how could I feel that way? But it was just something that came over me and I had to fight it off. Anyway, I'm human, you know. So human. Anyway, I said, "Jesus, I need your restorative life. This world is swathed in such darkness. It's amazing to me that anyone survives. Anyone." You know, and looking back on what I wrote, it's not swathed in darkness. It's immersed in darkness. Oh, my goodness. He continued, "Only by my grace, for I tend to each lamb singularly, each day, something worth living for comes forth. A touch of hope. Just enough to move on to the very next day. So many are dependent upon one another. When one goes down, it affects all. Yet I have managed to keep you on your feet through these difficult times. I know that it seems your strength is less than the work on the road before you, even as short as it is. But I promise you, my love, I am with you. There are times I carry you, Claire. Oh, don't grow weary or despondent. Nourish yourself on me and rise up for another day. Together we can conquer the adversary and continue to nourish souls." I answered him, "Lord, I'm not counting on you 20, 30, or even 50%, but 99.9% to energize us to the end. Thank you for the many victories you've given us. Thank you for always being here to speak with us. Thank you for a love that is beyond description." Today the Lord was wearing his wedding tux, as he has been for a couple of weeks now, and he was encouraging me to dance, dance, dance in my bridal gown so happily, so gaily. You would think you were the only person in the world to him. So intent was he on enjoying our time together. He continued, "I really tried to get you to celebrate with me. I need that too, you know. This is the bright spot in my day, when my bride goes into her secret place to exclude everything but me from her consciousness. No matter that you have interruptions in your concentration, doesn't my voice singing sweetly to you bring you back almost immediately? It does, Lord. You're an endless romantic. Looking into my eyes and singing, draw me close to you. Never let me go. I'd lay it all down again just to hear you say that I am your friend. And when you sang that, I saw what you did for me on Calvary. And your eyes were so loving and intent on me." He answered me, "Are you going to share what I told you?" "Yes. When you sang, you're all I've ever wanted, I thought to myself, but what about all the other brides? And you gave me to understand that the beauty of each one is so unique, that particular uniqueness satisfies a longing in you that no other soul can duplicate. And therefore, it's like a compliment to who you are with her. And she is, in a very real way, your helpmate, completing and returning the gift you gave her at conception. And in a sense, she's the only one in the world to you. When you are with her, it is as though no one else exists. Your Godhead longs to be melded into one because of each one's total, irreplaceable beauty, completes your irreplaceable essence in a singular and unique way, not only bringing glory to you, but satisfaction and happiness as well. Oh, it is a mystery. Indeed it is, but one that lends itself to a monogamous relationship. And that is why you see me represented in different ways with each of my brides. Each one is perfect, a perfect complement to who I am when I am with them. Just be happy to know that no jealousy, lack, or loneliness exists in heaven. All your deepest needs and desires are met to perfection in spotless purity. It won't be long now, sweet Claire. It won't be long at all. That's so good to hear, Jesus. Carry me, Lord. I am too little for this work. You can count on it. I will never abandon you to your own devices. Never. If the journey seems too tiring, lean on me more heavily, my brides. Lean on me. I will support you and carry you when necessary. My love for you has no end, and I am coming. And that was the end of the message.